We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast brought to you by SoRare. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and have actual utility? Then you should try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game where you can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 160 clubs right on SoRare. That's SoRare.com. I am Andrew Laird, senior soccer editor of RotoWire, joined once again by Luis Pacheco to talk about some Champions League action. Luis, today felt like I was saying to you before, I was winning at halftime and I was like feeling good. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is Champions League. You cannot feel good at halftime. And it wasn't a total dumpster fire, but I wish it had just ended at halftime.
Yeah, I agree the same way. I was doing okay. And then, you know, I was sad that Trigger scored a goal, then Parejo started, and then I picked the wrong goalie every time. I got the worst goalie, so I'm just gonna go against the grain. I'm gonna pick whatever goalie I think is gonna be horrible, so I'm gonna go pick that guy. So you know,
I think that was part of the selling point of the RotoWire subscription, is that you could go into the Discord and ask me who I was gonna play, because my goalkeepers are terrible. I played the Kiev guy today, and I was saying to you that I was headed for a monster day when they scored late. He was going to get the win and the clean sheet. And then obviously, what's his name from Benfica? Odysseus was going to not get the clean sheet.
Yeah.
People played him, and I was like, this is great. And just pulled right out.
Yeah, Odysseus Blackodemos, I think. Blackodemos,
something like that. Yeah, whatever it was, I didn't play him, and I was hoping he'd get zero, and yeah, alas, it was not meant to be. But we have a brand new slate tomorrow.
And there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, you said just before we started that you could play anyone on this slate, and I don't think you meant it as pricing is so soft that you could fit anyone in, but it's that there are so many ways that you can go that – if you want to play a certain team, there are you know, cheaper guys you can fit in, and you made it sound like you want to play some pretty expensive guys on this slate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, like big favorite PSG against Club Brugge or Brugge in Belgium, right? I mean, I think it's too heavy as a favorite, but you know, PSG is gonna play the M&M, you know. Hey, if Hershey's wanna sponsor me, I'll take that. So, you know, Messi, Neymar, Mbappe. But so then it's like, you know, Manchester City is against Leipzig, so it's a tough game, but Manchester City prices are relatively decent. I mean,
yeah.
And then I think you know, like if you wanna play 2-3 expensive guys, you can, because there is a lot of flexibility in the cheapest guy, so you can do a balance lineup, as we always said, and you know, $6,000-$7,000, or maybe just $2,000-$10,000 and everything else balanced. But you know, there, you know, I think that you could, if you don't want to play TAA, you probably can play 3 $10,000 guys.
Yeah.
If you want to play him, well, then in that case, you know, you want to have to sacrifice somewhere, and you can do it. I think it's a fun slate because of that. If like you can were your favorite players in the lineup, and then sprinkle, you know, some flair.
All right. So yeah, those watching on YouTube here can obviously see our cheat sheet with the odds report, but just to run them down quickly for those listening, we've got PSG, huge favorites away to Bruges. Man City are big favorites at home against Leipzig. Liverpool, decent favorite at home against Milan. Atletico Madrid, decent favorites against Porto. And then we've got Ajax, favored away to Sporting, which I think is a little absurd, and I'll explain in a little bit why I think that. And then Inter, favored at home against Real Madrid, although that game is basically a toss-up. So we've got some really fun games here, and I think I want to admit that I think SoRare is, I don't know if it's helping me or ruining me in terms of DFS here, because Club Brugge, obviously a very popular team when it comes to SoRare. PSG, obviously one of the best teams in the world, not necessarily like one of the best teams in Belgium. So I'm like, obviously PSG should be heavily favored against Bruges, but I start looking at some of these Bruges guys and I'm like, I know that they can play. Yeah. So maybe I'll take some of them. And then I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? On the flip side, Sporting are absolutely dominant defensively in Portugal. And Ajax, obviously, we know from years of playing in the Champions League, love to, you know, just try to score as much as possible. But I don't know. Sporting being a home underdog seems nuts to me.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, it is not only so rare, obviously, you know, when you have Club Brugge and he's been dominating the Belgian league for years and scoring 3-4 goals, same as Ajax, right? But the reality is, like, I mean, I think Brugge is better attacking. I think Brugge can actually score. I mean, you have, I mean, so rare or not so rare, I mean, Noah Lang is an amazing player.
Yep.
Charles de Cataler, probably the next sport. I don't know why Banaken and Bormer are still in Club Brugge. I mean, those guys can play anywhere in Europe. I think Banaken, like in the last international, he played in De Bruyne's position and he did pretty well. So, you know, yep. I think those guys are good. Obviously, you see the defense. The difference is when you start to move your face a little bit, because, you know, those guys, I mean, I remember Federico Rica playing in second division in Spain. I wasn't pretty good there. But you know, it's just a matter of, like, you have Mignolet at goal, which was a Liverpool goalkeeper. So it's a decent team.
Yeah.
However, you know, we always, PSG has a lot of question marks, especially the big question mark is how Messi is going to mix with Neymar and Mbappe. Well, we know how he mixed with Neymar and Mbappe.
Yeah.
The thing, like, I always say this every year, I think, is like, teams that have not played against Messi don't know what is coming. It's just amazing. Like, every team that you see hasn't seen play Messi. It's like, oh, this guy's just walking all game. And then every time he's open in a space that he found and he scored a goal. So, you know, I feel that, you know, I understand that the total is the highest, but I think also that the Club Brugge can do some damage in a team that, you know, he's gonna trace back, because one thing is having Messi and another thing is having Angel Di Maria up front, right? So yeah. Messi doesn't track back. Neymar, no. Mbappe, well, maybe Mbappe wants to trap back sometimes, but, you know, you have a Hakimi on one side, and he's not a good defensive midfielder. I'm not sure, is it going to be Nuno Mendes? I don't think so. I think it's going to still go with Diallo, which is pretty much a center back, so protecting Neymar's side. So it's a thing that might split, and you know, it can be any damage for Club Brugge. But why go with Club Brugge? When you have, I mean, the salaries, I guess, because it's very little information on Sporting Lisbon, because they never made it in Europe. But Sporting Lisbon just beat Porto. I think they won. I mean, I remember they had,
I think it was 1-1. They gave up a late goal to Luis Diaz.
I mean, I think they won the boxing fight. I mean, there was like 50 fouls in between. Yeah. In Portugal, usually they hit each other pretty well.
Yep.
But you know, Sporting is the current champion. And Benfica have a very good matchup against PSV. PSV, you know, being in the same Ajax leagues. I mean, I mean, this year is a better team than last year. So I'm with you. I think Sporting, especially being at home and with the salaries, you can have fun with them. So we'll see.
Yeah, the way that I was looking at the Bruges guys is not at all that they would beat PSG. But if that game, like I could see that game getting out of hand and having it be like 5-2. But if you get those two Bruges goals, which are going to be really cheap, that can really, I mean, you could play them with the PSG guys. Yeah. Like, I just think there are ways around it. Like when, I mean, obviously, like I said, So Rare throws you off and we'll get to it in a minute. But like when you see Neymar at 10,000 and Noah Lang at 3,500, I'll play both.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to hear how you're playing Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe.
Perfect. Yep. I mean, my out is a PSG Lisbon stack. So that's what I think it might be. If you want to play the three of them, you could. I mean, I'm not sure if playing the three of them is ideal or optimal if you have Kevin De Bruyne, right? And also maybe, you know, you kind of sprinkle some other players if you want TAA. So, you know, at least it's going to be fun. I think there is a different way to build a lineup for, I mean, cash in Champions League is kind of like, but, you know, like it's definitely, I mean, I don't see a cash option when you have, you know, Mbappe, Neymar, Messi can score 2-3 goals each. So, you know, but you know which one, right? So,
right.
So it's excellent. So let's go. You know, obviously you can play the three PSG guys if you want a forward. If besides those guys, I think Vinicius Junior and Hazard are decent price in the low end. I mean, I saw Vinicius Junior this weekend, and Vinny Junior was amazing. Like seriously, I mean, like he looks like a different player. Mm-hmm. Like very hard, like similar to what Jeremy Doku, something like that, but even more dominant. Obviously, Celta Vigo is not the same as Inter Milan, but you know, it's and then Eden Hazard at 6,000, he almost played the full game, and he talks on some set pieces. So those guys on the cheap end is something you can fit in if you don't want to play the three, Messi, Neymar, Mbappe. Obviously, if you want to go Salah seems to be very nice goal odds. And Manchester City, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be Jesus, Mahrez, and Torres. I mean, I think that total on the Man City game is a little bit too high. But, you know, I think Man City is a champion that has learned how to fall. So they are more conservative now than they used to be because they're being hurt. So,
yeah, I think the biggest draw to the PSG guys is that, yeah, the Manchester City attackers, whoever they are obvious sub-risks. I mean, whether it's, yeah, Torres, Jason, I mean, they'll have, you know, Sterling, Foden is back. Like, those guys can come off the bench.
Yeah,
Sterling's actually really cheap if he starts, but, you know, but he's another one. He could sub off. Like, it seems like De Bruyne's really the only one you want. He doesn't fill the forward spot. And then just looking at the other, like, I get that the Madrid guys are cheap, but I'm just not sure you're going to get enough out of them when, if PSG explodes. I think the Liverpool guys are fine. Like, it's not, I think that's probably a matchup I'd rather focus on than Liverpool than Man City, because you kind of know that Salah, Mane, and Jota are going to play long enough for it to matter.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to pay all, you know, 8,900 for Tadic at Sporting. I mean, I'm not doing that.
I don't think he even has set pieces anymore. Well, right. Now I have a penalty kick, but with Berges and Grabenbeck, I hope I'm saying this, that he's probably not taking any corners.
Right. So, and you're just kind of like, so I scratched them off the list. I'm not dying to play Griezmann, but I did look at it, but you're wearing another.
No,
saying no. All right. Well, there you go.
Do not play any Atletico guy. Any.
Just none?
Any, none of them. None of them.
What about Oblak?
It's outrageous. Outrageous. No, the worst play is Oblak, I think. I mean, so this is how, you know, let's get Atletico Madrid, Porto out of the way.
Yes.
Porto is very good defensively. And they like to, you know, they take advantage of set pieces, you know, they frustrate teams, but there's not much output. Atletico, it depends. It's a game flow thing. If they need to score, they get a goal, they trace back. The problem is that Atletico have a big squad. First time that we have this amazing squad of players. So none of them is going to play more than 60. So if Griezmann star is going to be Correa entering or Joao Felix, Luis Suarez, I mean, it's just 6,000-7,000 for any of these guys. It's just ridiculous. And the other side, I mean, I don't mind the Porto guys. I mean, I'm not sure if, I mean, Sergio Oliveira is always going to get to the 10 points, but for the salary he has, I don't even know he's going to start. I think he's in the league is starting the other guy. I forgot his name. But he's not starting in Portugal yet. I think he probably would start now. And it's not Otavio. I guess Otavio got some set pieces. But, you know, why? I mean, why get complicated there when you have a similar player? I mean, to play Sergio Oliveira, play Luka Modric, right? So yeah. I think, you know, it's a matter of if you compare one of the other, I'd rather go the other way.
I usually go out of my way to not play teams away to Atletico Madrid. It's as simple as that for me. Yeah. And the only times I play them is when they're playing the absolute minnows.
Yeah.
And even in those cases, I just end up on Koke.
I mean, the things like DK hates me or hates Atletico is like the prices are always too high.
Yeah.
I mean, for an output that is not consistent, Atletico, everybody takes a corner. It's not only Trippier. Trippier is not going to play tomorrow. So it's going to be Marcos Llorente on the side. Marcos Llorente is 6.5. He's not even 4 defender. So it just makes it complicated, right? So I saw the salaries and I saw the output and say, you know, this game, I'm not even going to look at it. I'm not even going to make my Atletico stack because it makes no sense.
Right.
I'd rather give the money to charity. So
yeah. No, I think that's definitely the right call. And there aren't even like cheaper guys that I want to play forwards. Like scrolling down all the way, like John Mario for Porto is 3,600. He's a right back.
John Mario is a right back in Porto. I like Palinha, but I'm not sure if he's going to start. Is Palinha forward? He should be, right? 3.7.
He's a midfielder.
Oh. Oh, is Nuno Santos or Palinha are not forwards? All right, perfect. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there are just too many paths to making you play the PSG guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the biggest decision will be, do you play two or three of them? I'm guessing most people with cash games, as much you can play cash in Champions League, play Messi and Neymar. That Mbappe is the one that they drop.
I think so too, yeah.
But playing all three seems...
Yeah, I'm thinking if I do Messi, Neymar, and KDB instead of Mbappe.
Right.
So that, and then, you know, you get a little bit of saving, like 1,000 you can use to buy the worst.
Do you have a preference if you just play one of Messi or Neymar?
Neymar.
Yeah, for me, Neymar. That was my answer too.
It's just a matter that I know what Neymar is going to be. And Neymar is his team, is playing in the – he's take – Messi usually doesn't take as many corners as Neymar in general. Messi might take the free kicks, but Neymar is a very good free kick taker. I think Mbappe is the one suffering he used to take some set pieces. I think he might be the one suffering. Also, if his Club Brugge is going to sit back, I mean, Mbappe is a guy that usually needs more space. It's not considering that Mbappe is really good, so he doesn't need much space. But, you know, I think if you got to pick the three of them, I think for me, Neymar first, even cheaper, then Messi, and then, you know, debating if I want to include Mbappe or not. So.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely makes sense.
Yep.
Who do you think is the overlooked team that ends up scoring more than we think? Is it Liverpool?
No, to me, it's Sporting Lisbon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I think so. I think Real Madrid Inter might be a shootout because those teams are not very good defensively now, and they are learning how to play to the new. I mean, Real Madrid is conceding goals to Celta Vigo and to. You know, but they score a lot of goals, and you know, so I think that might be a shootout, but I think Inter is a little bit pricey. I'd rather go with Real Madrid guys. I think Vinicius Junior, Hazard. Benzema is expensive, but Benzema is pretty good. And Modric. Yeah, I think Vinicius, Hazard, and Modric are decent price and decent output. Yeah,
these sporting guys are too cheap.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I mean, I'm just telling everybody, I mean, it's not much data, but for me, Nuno Santos is automatic in my lineup. I mean, one of my favorite players in Portugal. I love Jovan Cabral is not bad, 4.5. I mean, little bit, you know, a winger, more dribbly than crossy, so it helps. I think Joao Palhinha is an amazing player. I mean, it's probably the next Manchester City guy. But he doesn't have set pieces, I think. So, you know, but then you have, you know, the wing backs. I mean, they play three on the back. It seems that they are going to do is Pedro Porro, the Spanish guy. He takes some corners, I think. And then it was Nuno Mendes is no longer here. So it's Rubén Vinagre, which was a Wolverhampton guy.
Yeah.
So Rubén Vinagre is 3.1. Pedro Porro is 4.0 with set pieces as a wing back. So, you know. That's, I think Ajax is decent, but Ajax defense doesn't. I mean, Sebastian Haller is good in the Eredivisie, but let's see if he's good here, right?
So, yeah.
Because he wasn't good in England, so.
No.
So.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So do you think De Bruyne... do you think everybody plays De Bruyne if he starts?
No, I don't think everybody plays De Bruyne. I'm hesitant. I mean, the thing I know is that De Bruyne starts, nobody plays Gundogan, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, well, hopefully, you know, so he has scored a goal. But
he'll definitely score, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if Kevin De Bruyne doesn't play, I mean, if he plays, I think he probably more popular than Mbappe. I think he's going to be Neymar, Messi, and Kevin De Bruyne, and then Mbappe, I think.
The three of them, Messi 11,000, Neymar 10,000, De Bruyne 9,200, you have 3,960 left for all your other spots.
Yeah. And that's when you go, I think you can go Sporting Lisbon. I like, there is a range of guys, on midfield, then you can play. I mean, it's just 5,000. I'm not sure if you're going to have money for 5,000. Like, for example, Modric, it's not a bad play. I think Robertson might not be a bad play. Angelino, how much is Angelino? I thought he was 4.5. So
he's 4.9.
4.9. Oh, 4.9. Revenge game. That's right. Revenge game. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that if a matter of if you want to play Messi, too expensive, Messi, Neymar, and then if you want to go with TAA, which I think at 8,000 is a little bit too expensive, like Cuadrado was today. Obviously, you know, the output probably going to be there. But for 8,000, it seems a lot to pay without a goal, right? When you can pay 1,000 more and get Kevin De Bruyne, right? So
as I say, so you like De Bruyne more, for, even that, with the price increase, yeah?
Yeah, more than TAA. I mean, I just I feel that like I felt yesterday, Cuadrado might be worth 8.7, but you have options and defense that can give you output. Mm-hmm. Like we saw today, I mean, like he did well, but, you know, Zapacosta was a decent play. Reinildo, which I have in one thing that like 8 or 9 points, something good, I think. Yeah. Maybe more because I think they got the clean sheet. I don't even remember. Then you have the two Chelsea guys. So now, I mean, it's like, yeah, TA is very good, but then Robertson goes down to 5. And then, which is takes pieces as well. And then you have the Porto guys, Real Madrid fullbacks are decent at that price. Mateo Darmian as a wing back. I like Hakimi also at 6.7 if you can afford. I mean, if you play a line-out of middle class guys, I mean, instead of like rich and poor, you can play a Hakimi, TAA, the Real Madrid forwards instead of the PSG forwards and just hope for the best, right? But, you know, like...
Are there...
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that there is a way to make a lot of different lineups and that might be fun and they might win, right? So
Yeah. I mean, at that price, De Bruyne still needs an assist, most likely. And that's also, he has barely played. I mean, has he played it at all?
He played a little bit, I think. He played like 10 minutes somewhere, but I don't remember when. But
I didn't think he played at all.
He hasn't played yet?
Not last weekend, right?
I'm not sure. I think at the beginning... I can check. I
mean, yeah, I don't know. You're right. 11 minutes in the opener.
And that sorry, was yeah. I was just looking at the number. So
I wonder, yeah, so he's either rested or he needs to come off early because he's barely played.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. That's a very good point. Like, you know, Kevin De Bruyne, is it necessary to play like right now? You know, like, you know, probably that's a good point.
So you said
in that
no.
case, you can. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
You said no to the Atletico guys like right away when we were talking about forwards, but you feel the same way about the midfielders?
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, Carrasco, I love Carrasco as a player, but Carrasco have no floor and no minutes. No minutes more than 60, so.
Yeah.
And then it's like Koke takes on corners. Then Lemar was amazing last weekend, but Lemar is Lemar. You know, Lemar is amazing. Then it's not as amazing, so.
It's weird to see him over like 3,800 because he's been so bad for so long.
Yeah, exactly. So he was great, but, you know, I mean, he might take some corners, but he might, I mean, his Atletico is not doing well. I mean, Simeone has shown that he likes the 5 subs because he's going to use them.
Yeah.
So he doesn't rotate much, but he plays all these guys. I mean, if things are not going well, he changes a lot. So, you know, no, just a matter of getting Kondogbia. Depol might play some minutes tomorrow. So when Depol starts, Lemar just loses all the value. You know. Anyhow, I will say avoid. And if you get killed by Atletico, you know, remember that I didn't even make money. So I'm not gonna play. I promise. Right. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you gotta play for Marcos Llorente, a guy with no floor, 6.4. I mean, you got to play more for Llorente than have less numbers than Luka Modric. So it makes no sense to me. So, yeah. But one thing I was going to say is like another thing that I was thinking before, I would say, well, I'm going to play the three big guys and then I'm just going to feel like not with whatever guys I like on the under 4,000. Another thing you could do is instead of, you know, you can play Messi and Neymar, right? And, you know, the KDB thing, it makes me think, well, maybe then you can try to feed Modric and someone else, Modric and Hakimi, and then, you know, feel some cheaper guys. So that might be a more floor than KDB, or maybe even, you know, you might get lucky with if Mbappe doesn't score or something like that. So that might be the other way to build it, right? Instead of like getting three expensive guys, you get two expensive and then one. I mean, I don't even know if with TAA would work. I think TAA is too expensive to make it work. Like two middle class guys, but you know.
Yeah, I assume Modric is incredibly popular in cash.
It should be, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know who is Inter taking set pieces, though. That guy might be popular, too. But it can be Brozovic, I think. I don't know. It's just, I don't know anymore.
Çalhanoğlu?
Oh, that's right. Çalhanoğlu. I forgot. I just passed through him because he was 8,000. So just...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Cool. It, no way. I mean, I'm going to pay 8,000 for you. I can pay 8,000 for TAA. So.
Right. I think on the plus side, they did give us a few outs there. Yeah. Do you have any interest in the Leipzig guys? It's just like so difficult in that matchup.
It's just life is tough. I was looking at the Milan guys. It's just tough too because the prices are not good. You know, there's Tonali. I mean, are you going to play Tonali in a bad matchup for like four set pieces? Teo Hernandez is a hit or miss. And then, you know, I mean, we're going to have Giroud a forward, but we don't get points for being handsome. So,
not yet. Bernbach didn't get that in before he left.
Not yet. Maybe Grealish there too. So Grealish is 9,000 as well. So just 8,000, I don't forget. But so those guys are just too pricey. So,
yeah. You know. And even, I think, like, yeah, Brahim Diaz had been taking some random set pieces at Liverpool. It just seems like it's not worth it. So are we crazy for actually considering Noah Lang?
I like Noah Lang. If you need a forward, I like him. I like Noah Lang.
He's a midfielder.
If you need a player at that price, I like him.
Yeah.
I like Nuno Santos better, but I like Noah Lang too. I think
better there.
I think if you see the games, if you go to RotoWire and see like the opponents of PSG, they score points. Mm-hmm. They do. They have fantasy points, and you know, so don't play Keylor Navas or I'm not sure it's gonna be Donnarumma, but just don't play Keylor Navas.
I don't think anybody knows yet.
Yeah.
Is there any move to the ones that we talked about kind of today that were too expensive? The Kovacic, Jorginho types, but like they're much cheaper now. Like Wijnaldum is 3,200.
Yeah.
I guess you keep saying Nuno Santos, so maybe that's just the answer to.
I mean, I like Santos and Palinha first. I mean, there is what is the João Mario as a right back, right? It's not bad.
Yeah.
What is the other forward in Sporting? So I know they have Paulinho, which was the Leverkusen striker, right? There's Nuno Santos in one side, and there is – who is the other guy?
From
Cabo Verde, I think, or something like that. I think I have a Spanish name, but I forgot.
No, isn't that where Vinagre is playing?
No, Vinagre is they play kind of like a 3-4-3, so it's like I know Esporo and Vinagre, then Palinha and someone else. Then it's Paulinho, Nuno Santos, and one guy here. It's 3-4-3. I'll find it. Let me just go. Let me go to see what UEFA has on their spec then.
But yeah, home against Ajax, I think, is perfectly.
Giovanni Cavral. I think he's like 4.5. 4.5, I'd rather play Noah Lang if you can. So. I think Noah Lang is a decent player. Good player. I mean, I think PSG is a team that's gonna be split in two. Mm-hmm. So you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know how it's gonna work, honestly. If they're gonna play with Danilo Pereira defense, that's okay. But Ander Herrera is not a bad positioning guy. But Wijnaldum kind of get lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so Wijnaldum kind of like he plays more forward in with the Netherlands.
Yeah.
He was a little bit less forward in Liverpool, but I always felt that he was a little bit odd in the Liverpool system. I felt that he was and you know I see totally Club Brugge at home, I mean attacking, so I like Noah Lang, honestly.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know if there is a defender at 3.3, then you know you can pay plug in the utility, though. Let's see. Might be safer if you want to go safer. I'm not sure if you want to be safer, but Let me see.
Maybe he doesn't need to go safer. Before we get to defenders, though, do you love sports collectibles and fantasy sports? Because SoRare is blending them together to create an entirely new gaming experience. SoRare cards are officially licensed NFTs from over 160 soccer clubs, including Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain, and Liverpool, three on this slate, and built on Ethereum. You truly own your collectibles, and you can use them to win rewards such as new cards or ETH. Join SoRare and connect with your favorite teams, live the game with passion, and earn weekly prizes. So you talked about TAA. I think he's very popular. I think it's easy to get him if you don't play the three of Messi, Neymar, Mbappe, De Bruyne. So if you play only two, then he comes easier. But I don't know. I think you said it before. Like the drop to Robertson's price is so drastic that maybe we should just go there.
Yeah. After Nolan, there is nobody that I actually want to play. I mean, I'm not sure if Alaba is going to start. Alaba was injured this weekend. So they play Miguel Gutierrez, maybe at 3.1, left back from Real Madrid. He's decent. I like him as a player as well. He's not David Alaba, obviously, Nolan makes
a lot of guys strong, you can play.
Yeah, strong case. I mean, everybody else is like terrible. So at that price, so.
Do you consider the Man City like João Cancelo if he starts, or is there just too many other guys to play that it's not worth it?
I like Cancelo. I think that. I feel Manchester City is this one team that is going to kill me, or it's probably Manchester City. And I can see Cancelo, but I don't know where the hit is coming from. So it can be from Cancelo.
Yeah.
I think that Pep is going to play Walker, Cancelo, and Cancelo on the left is more like a interior guy. Like we saw this weekend something I haven't seen with Pep, and not to make it too long, but I saw the interior midfielder Bernardo Grealish playing in the wing, and the guys, the defenders playing as interiors, and the wingers playing as inside. So it was just odd. It was odd for it worked for them, I guess. I mean, it's just Guardiola is afraid. He was afraid of the speed of Leicester, obviously. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think last year they killed him at the counter, like 2-3 goals, something like that. So, yeah. So I think this year they say nope, not gonna happen. So, but I was even Bernardo Silva scored a goal from the wing. I mean, I don't know where Manchester City everybody plays anymore. It's just everybody knows they have to use a space. Then Pep tells them if somebody is there, it's fine. If not there, well, you have to move in there, I guess. So. Whoever your name is. So anyhow, but I think I don't like for our game. Cancelo on the left loses a lot of allure because it's not many crosses, especially if Manchester City is behind, because he just stay in the middle. It's like Fabian Delph was left back. Yeah. So
Yikes!
Obviously, much better than Fabian Delph. But
podcast.
much better than Fabian Delph, and
Is there, it's funny. I just feel like at every price range, like there are guys that you could play.
Yeah.
Obviously you get to a point where it's so cheap that you probably don't want to play them, but like, what's the cheapest guy that's reasonably in play? Even the Sporting center backs are like 2,500. That's crazy.
Yeah. Cheapest player. God.
Would you play Vinagre at 3,100?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, that's probably the cheapest one.
Yeah.
I like Vinagre 3.1. I think Joao Palhinha is, I like him as a player, but can I, recommend it like emphatically? I think he might be a Kovacic or Jorginho without Pique. Well, I don't even know who has Pique in Sporting Lisbon. I'm not sure he's him. He might be, but I think Vinagre at 3.1 probably the best, or Miguel Gutierrez 3.1. Those are probably the fiest stars, obviously.
Right.
So those are the cheapest one I can get.
Do you think the 900 to Pedro Porro is worth it from Vinagre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think so. He had some corners. I for what I saw this weekend.
Yep. Yeah. Do you think Sporting win that game just because they just like muck it up? Or do they actually take it to Ajax?
I think a Sporting should. I feel the line is. I mean, is too biased against Sporting. I feel Sporting might win this game. I mean, it might be a. I mean, I see a 2-1 easily. I see a high scoring affair too. I mean, I just think that, you know, like. I mean, Ajax have a relatively good offense. And Sporting, they have a decent defense, but they are fast attacking, and Ajax defense is not pretty good. So I like Sporting as a team. I think they won the championship last year not only because Porto wasn't the best team or Benfica wasn't the best team, but because, you know, their midfield was pretty good. And, you know, I think Nuno Santos and João Palhinha are going to be, you know, probably not sure if it's going to be a Bruno Fernandes, but they're going to be really close to being very good. So, I think. So, hopefully, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's too bad.
It's so rare, they're expensive. So,
yeah. So, who is the goalie that you're going to play that we can't play?
Mignolet.
Ooh, okay. I mean, he's probably by far the cheapest, so 3,600.
I mean, if Bruce is better than expected or not, I mean, is at least going to be shots, right?
Sure.
Give me some shots. I don't know what to say. I haven't even looked at the prices of goalkeepers. Let me just try them.
I was hoping that Adan was cheaper because they're underdogs, but he's 4,800, which.
4,800?
Yeah.
As an underdog? Oh, God. So how much is. Who's going to play an Ajax? Oh, Nana is no longer.
Oh, Stecklenburg's 5,000.
Stecklenburg still plays? Yeah. My God. He was old when he was in Everton, second keeper. God, yeah. How old is it?
Who I think is cheap. Who is cheaper? Who is even older? Onana's back in December, I think.
They want to sell him, I think. Yeah. Wow, Stecklenburg still plays. My God. All right. Let me see. So.
But it's goalie.
I don't know.
So you're going to play Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe with Mignolet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I mean, is there a...
I mean, I've seen it work enough that I can't like tell you it's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to get to Mañan if I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Milan goalie if I can. I will understand if you get Diogo Costa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked at his way too.
Then it's like everybody. I mean, Courtois 5,000. That's a favorite goalie. That's just ridiculous. And then favorite goalie. Then everybody's like, oh, if you're gonna play any of these guys, rather, you know, get some money and get Oblak, I guess, or Ederson. But no. I don't even like them as a goalie. Those games are risky. I mean, it can be goals anywhere. Like today, there were goals everywhere. So. Especially in the earliest late, so.
Yeah, the Leipzig is decent enough where I don't trust Ederson.
Yeah, I don't trust Ederson. I actually like Gulashi as a goalie. Sure. Might be a good get if you don't want Mignolet. So.
Right.
Hey, you know, hey, as Blender said, hey, play wherever you want, whoever you
there
want.
There you go. All right. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Luis, you can find him on Twitter at Patchigal. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew. Also available in the RotoWire Discord, which is open for all subscribers. Just go to rotowire.com/chat to get in there. If you are still somehow not a RotoWire subscriber, but have been listening to this podcast or watching these videos, please try us out for free. 10 days, no credit card required. Just go to rotowire.com/soccer trial. I promise it will be worth it. I think the subscription is now still less than $5 a month. So take advantage of that. If you are watching this on YouTube, if you could please hit the like button below and subscribe to the channel. We're trying to grow it out here as we broke off from the main RotoWire channel because all the riffraff of NFL and NBA, we didn't need to deal with that. So this is a soccer-only channel, so certainly subscribe to that one. And if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, if you could please rate and review it wherever you listen. Thank you to So Rare for sponsoring the podcast. And Luis, thank you for all of that. And good luck on Wednesday.
Good luck, man.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.